I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to episode 20 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes stand at the threshold of their destiny and physically attack some art. Previously?
You're going to try and blow dart him?
Yep, I'm going to use the Vaughn blowgun.
You're like, okay. You see what looks like just a parent, like just in the back of the head, knocked to the ground. The body is limp and kind of like out of it, and the vid screen face just, it's kind of like darting around the screen.
Yeah,
like it's like, oh no, Jules. Look, this is all a bit premature, but just
what do you mean by premature?
You have a big announcement for us, don't you?
No,
a big event.
No.
You're a man for spectacle, I remember. I may be an ape, but an ape never forgets.
I kind of glance back at the Nans and glance at you. You're doing?
You haven't got them all. Looking around and you see just like a large wooden crate.
Ah.
It's got Nan stamped on the front.
like look under chairs, under the bed, behind the big fucking...
The Nan crate. In the head, you hear an announcer. You're in the head. You've kind of got like 1,000 different buttons and levers in front of you. And you hear an announcer be like,
"Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Battlezone 66, Battle of Tonight. We've got the McDonald."
He pauses.
And just both palms on the keyboard just like...
In response to your request, two techno boy and girl doctors come to you and they're like, "Okay, so we've got to do the surgery to remove you two from each other."
Yeah. Don't like the sound of that.
Zamek, can you take 5 damage?
Did I get health back when I re-merged?
Oh, yeah, you would have gotten...
Because I'm currently on 2.
6 health back.
All right, I'm on 1.
Okay, this surgery does not go perfectly. Mickey's thick red hair makes the whole operation difficult because... Well, gee, of course it would. But eventually, the two of you are wheeled out, separate from one another. You have a nasty scar down your side, and so does Mickey. His fur has been shaved around the scar. Mickey is a Sasquatch now. I'm going to write that in my notes. Mickey?
You went from a bus to me, and is now a Sasquatch.
Okay, I'm going to say you can take some time in this small, sort of facility, and you can heal up. Everybody back to full health. Yeah. You can take a moment to assess your situation.
I haven't gone back through yet, have I?
Yeah, you did. You were the first one through.
Mad. I wasted my opportunity to ask for a man body.
You did.
Yep.
You dickhead.
Well, I'm now me. That's nice.
Yeah, you're back to just like Zamet.
Back to Zamet.
Back to also Joel. Like just like original also Joel. You're not a sad old man anymore.
That's pretty good.
You're looking real handsome. Oh,
I'm still a bald ape because I fucked up.
You can probably go back through and come back out, but you'd be wasting everyone's time.
I mean, you could do that. And Mickey, I mean, you could boop up there and try to explain it a bit better and become a... Up to you, lads. I'm here. I just need to rest.
I was about to say, yeah, we'll just go back through together. Nah.
You gonna?
How sad is Mickey?
Mickey seems real depressed.
Okay.
He misses his body.
All right, Mickey, you can go. Hey, Joel, up to you.
Yeah, I'll go back too.
Okay, the two of you go back through. You can tell you've pissed off the techno boys and girls there that are like, come on. You arrive on the other side. The techno boys and girls there are like, whoa, what? Oh, Sasquatch Mickey. They have a conversation describing Mickey's exact description, and then they come to you. Are you just the joint company?
No, no, no. See, like, you fucked up with me, too. I was also a man.
I like that you're making this a lie. Like, you could just be like, give me a man body. But no. They're like, no. You went through a gorilla.
But I used to be a man.
Okay.
And I would like to be a man again.
No, they're like, okay, yeah, look, we can do that. Get you out of our hair, all right? Be nothing but trouble, all of you. I heard there was a blowgun accident happened.
That was not me.
Okay, give a general description of yourself.
So I describe myself as I was in Dinosaur Park era, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're going back in time 20 years physically.
Back in time, but at the same time, maybe keep some of that ape strength, Dusha. Just showing. It's been come in handy.
But do I really want to be a man with ape arms? I would prefer to be an ape if I did that.
All right, you're saying.
Oh, actually, wait. If I do this, you're going to need to give me another character.
I'm just going to need to take away a lot of your strength and stuff.
But I'll get other perks, right?
Well, you get more benefits of being an ape. In the Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, the best class is ape.
Okay. I describe myself, and I describe it as I am now, but with a full head of hair and four arms.
I'll say that's roughly ape equivalent, the four-armed douche class.
No.
An ape.
No, arms. As ape Joel is now, but with a toupee.
So effectively, you've come out and you're like, so. I see your mistake. I actually used to have another set of arms and hair.
But a real shit toupee. Like, let's go with Mickey's hair color, but okay. As a toupee.
You do a fine job of describing yourself. All right, so you enter back onto the grid, onto the platform, sorry. You feel that fizzling sensation. You shut your eyes, you open your eyes, and you're standing on the other side of the grid in Battlezone 66. You got your two massive gorilla arms, then under that, just two man arms.
Fuck!
And a terrible red toupee. Oh, after a while on the platform, Mickey, just Mickey, as you remember, like maybe he wrote it down or drew them a picture. He comes. He seems overjoyed to be back in his original body.
I'm excited about my new human arms.
That's all right.
Add one to your, or give yourself a bonus to, like, I guess, like finickety, bloody, what do you call it? Like,
finicky,
dexterousness. Like,
dexterity?
Dexterity. Just write +1 dexterity under your punches.
That's all I get for getting a new set of arms.
I mean, now you can do man things.
Now you can
maybe
use
you would
a
have
keyboard.
Had some benefits to the machine. Oh, no, you weren't an ape in that machine.
And
God
then,
damn.
Brackets, can do man things.
Yeah. Small, like, screws, you can pull them out now.
Yeah.
So you rest up in the facility for, like, you know, maybe you spend a couple of days there.
How long do I need to rest until my forearms feel natural?
I'm surprised you feel natural as a gorilla, to be honest. But eventually, you come to terms with your new bodies.
Is there Pep? Oh, wait, no, because never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, is there like a can of Pepsi around? I want to open it with my new fingers, but they don't have clean drinking water. So
there's
really,
no Pepsi.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have no clean drinking water and also Pepsi. That's not impossible.
I mean, Pepsi's not clean.
But no, you unfortunately don't find any Pepsi.
Man, I wish I could have, like, sneakily been like, oi, techno boys, can you sneakily just put some tree shit on? Like,
oh, you gotta fucking have you thought it? You can go back in. They got a second fucking go.
Oh, yeah?
You gonna?
This is just us getting to, like, our
final forms.
Yes, mega revolutions.
You see, while the rest of just a couple things.
Hey, wait, do the things that we get in the techno... The Technodome, that's not what it's called. What's it called?
Nearly. The grid and Battlezone 66.
The things that got in the grid and Battlezone 66, do we still have those?
No, they disappear.
Damn.
What did you have?
Tracksuit.
Oh, yeah, your tracksuits go. Does that make you naked?
Maybe.
I mean, yes. They give you, like...
I was already an ape.
Oh, you're fine. Everybody else, they outfit in just, like, basic techno boy and girl clothes. Including the swine men, because they're... Swine genitals are all...
No one wants to see
loose.
That.
Radio.
So,
you give
so
a description of what you want your body to look
what
like.
What do I want? Let's see. Kind of like... just like, you know, a little bar. What do I want?
You're going to regret this.
I think so, but...
You're pretty much committing to becoming a tree man. solely to trick two swinemen into worshipping you as a god.
No, already do.
Now, what I want to do is almost reward the final Steve and King Spiritual Advisor and like have them like looking a bit more treatment. I'm happy as is. I want to be like, hey, can you use me with these swinemen?
Okay.
Give them a bit of like, yeah.
Just like, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for like...
No, fuck it. Put them in the same body.
No.
Come now.
Like, kind of like a mini kind of like tree sprouting out of King Spiritual Advisor's
a pipe pack. Tree? Like the one what was spurting babies, but without the babies? Or with the babies?
Without the babies.
With.
Okay. All right. They go back in and they come back out and they have grafted, like not unpleasantly, but not pleasantly, onto their backs, kind of like logs, kind of like reminiscent of your tree wings back in your mindscape and also of the original tree.
Perfect.
They seem fairly pleased. Again, they thought they saw God. So, like, they're down.
Give them a kiss on the forehead and off we go.
I didn't know that was a part of the religion, but good. You exit this small facility out back into the wasteland, and before you, you see just an ever-shifting sands. It just goes on and on and on. You can't see the end, but when you're standing there at the border of this this sandy desert, all four of the Nans rise their hands up and in unison point in a direction.
All right.
It in many ways reminds you of when you were using... old King Spiritual Advisor, when Mockmouth was using him as a GPS.
He wasn't King Spiritual Advisor, he was just Spiritual
Advisor.
He was
just Spiritual Advisor, he was not a king.
Yeah.
This one you established was a king.
Do we still have Jaloop?
Jaloop, yeah, he came through.
Oh, good.
He's like, I'm along for the ride, I got no reason to be here, but fuck. Rightio, you begin walking, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to
be
like...
How long has Jaloop not had a body for?
Jaloop? For a long time. But Jaloop just comes out as basic Jaloop.
He's just like, the real world's fine, I guess.
It's not what I wanted, but you convinced me somehow. a hot combination of fear and raw charisma, and he's out. All right, so you head into these shifting sands, and you walk and you walk, and eventually the back entrance to the grid just disappears into the distance, and you just see all around you stretching in every direction, shifting yellow sands. The wind picks up and sprays the sand particles into your face, but you carry on unabated. Eventually, after like a week of just trudging through the sand, following these Nans who walk barefoot across it, arms outstretched, you see in the distance this tall, like over the top of a sand dune, this tall spire made of metal and wires reaching up toward the heavens. And as you crest the sand dune, you see that the spire is perched atop of a reproduction of the Jackson Mansion, which is sitting in a small, almost like a oasis, which has sort of like palm trees and water and grass all around it. You've not had anything to drink for, well, a week. You're starving, you're hungry. This looks like paradise.
It's like, I used to live in that mansion.
Mickey's like, I lived that. That was my home. That's where I worked.
All my stuff was in there. I remember very clearly.
Everything I specifically own. You walk down the dune, or you like kind of slide down the dune until you arrive at the edge of the Jackson Mansion grounds. Here the grass is green and lush. Fountains with clear, fresh water. Spurt. Like, your entire party just goes and starts drinking from them. They don't seem to suffer any ill effects. You don't drink as well?
Yeah, we'll have a bit of a...
Right here. You feel the cool water, like, course down your throats and fill you up. You've never felt so satisfied and quenched from a drink.
That's good. Have a bit of a bath.
Yeah, right. You wash off the sand. You're in a kind of valley of sorts, sort of like a depression, so the wind here is not so bad. You wash some of the grime off. You're feeling all right. Maybe you splash each other. It's a bit of fun.
Hey, Mickey, how's that feel? Hey,
he's like,
can you roll the dice?
Huh?
Roll the dice. Do we recreate the opening scene of Friends?
You attempt to. Maybe you maybe you find, like, on the porch of the Jackson Mansion, like, a outdoor patio couch of sorts, and you're like, chuck this in. But then, like, you tip it, and it falls into the water, and you're like, oh, okay, this is not working. Hell, you've rolled so badly, maybe even crack one of the fountains, and it starts leaking into the grass. Just turning it into mud. With all your four hands.
Yeah.
Perfect. Opening of friends recreated. What's your next move? Achievement unlocked. There's a large double doors up some steps on the patio, so on the veranda.
I'm like, Nans, what? Go in there.
The Nans, that they're all pointing towards the big double doors.
It's like, did we even need the QR? Let's walk into the open the doors.
You open the doors and you find yourselves in a perfect recreation of the Jackson Mansion. Seems almost one-to-one.
I have an urge to smoke again.
Yeah. Well, we've still got three cigars.
You could burn it down. Like, that's fine. You want to try?
I was thinking about it. Yeah. I was like, perfect recreation, hey?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's one-to-one.
And how the...
First one, I think you burnt some paintings.
Yeah. No, it was a kitchen fire.
Kitchen fire.
Oh, that's right. We just didn't notice.
Oh, we did.
You went and slept in a field.
It was good. No, I noticed the smoke and fire and then went to bed, remember?
It was good.
All right.
You going to do some exploring?
Yeah, do some exploring.
You going to set it on fire?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to just start breaking shit, though.
Okay, you wander through the house.
Yeah, as we're exploring, knocking stuff off.
Yeah.
You're maybe, like, actively looking and, like, following the Nan's kind of gaze and the places that they're gesturing in an attempt to find out where to go. You just, like, maybe go into the lounge room and start destroying the chandeliers. You snap a chair in half.
I like to imagine that I also just, every time there's a painting, I pull it off the wall and put my face through it.
As you, like, maybe because you're kind of exploring the house at the same time, occasionally you'll just come across, like, a hall full of paintings that have no faces. As you know, Ape Joel has slammed his own face through.
Like, damn. And beat me to it.
So within the house, there are bedrooms. There's sort of notable areas you discover is Jackson's office. Mm-hmm. You discover Jackson's bedroom. You discover like the kitchen, a basement, and an attic.
Okay. Is there anything in the office?
The office, again, reminds you of Jackson's office. There's a big oil painting of Jackson with his face removed, I assume.
Perfect.
And other than that, there's a desk with a small computer on the desk. A lamp. Other than that, not much. Just your basic desk sort of. You can have a search if you want.
Yeah, a bit of a search. So it was a computer.
I'm going to try and hack into the computer using the Matrix skills. And my new two human arms. Typing's going to be real easy.
Hey. True. I was going to just find some porn on that and then hack in.
Radio, you try and hack in with your new arms, but you actually find it difficult to use all four of them at once.
No, I don't use my ape arms are just up in the air.
Clapping above your head doing a friend's clap still.
Yeah. I'm just like singing to myself while I'm typing, so it's
I'll be there for you. Okay, you manage to, I mean, like, it's not locked, you turn it on, there's like a but it seems like it hasn't been sort of used in a while.
What Windows is it running?
Windows 8.
Okay.
But other than that, it just seems like Jackson's personal computer. Are you looking for anything specific?
Porn. Tag him in.
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
It's Jackson's computer. There would highs.
You actually find no porn.
Bullshit.
I'll just keep hacking then. I'll look through for like personal memories and try and delete them. Family photos.
Okay. You find like personal files. You found like my summer vacation 2014 and just wipe the whole thing.
Yeah, good.
Maybe you even find like not important documents relating to anything of interest, but just like
nice
tax
emails.
File yeah. stuff. You're just like, no, it's gone. Cool. Yeah, you wipe all that information. Anything else you want to look for? It doesn't seem like there's much here on the computer. It just seems like his personal, you know.
Well, it was personal.
Now it's just a computer. It's a husk. Yeah.
It's like a wipe the hard drive. Is there any magnets around? Like big magnets?
Just delete system 32. You're right.
All right, so that's the... Okay, yeah, go to the attic. Have a look at the attic.
Go to the attic.
Search that.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Righto. In the attic, you find... what appears to be just like a mess of Dinosaur Park merchandise. But it's like covered in dust, like he was storing it up here for the big opening. But because nothing happened, there's like Jake dolls, there's Jake masks, there's like a whole bunch of, like a cardboard cutout where you put your face in Jackson's face and your face in Jake's face. But it's all covered in dust and none of it. You can have a search around, try and find stuff in there if you
search
want.
Search around or grab one of them Jake masks and pull off the dust.
Always wearing a Jake mask in the end. It's good. You searching too, Ape Joel? Or are you just destroying things?
I probably just put my face into
all the paintings. That's good. You find a sign sword in the attic. Or it's a sign, but you can use it as a sword. Just as Dinosaur Park on it.
All right. Yeah, I'll add that to the hot piss and cough sword.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've already got that and some
homeopath and swingers.
That's the best. Radio. Oh, nice. You managed to chuck it on the end as a kind of like extra hook to give yourself some. Maybe it's a little damaged, so treat it like a serrated edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so give it another plus two.
Jesus.
It's a powerful sword now.
Cool, it's a plus five sword.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's covered in signs. Now it says what? Dinosaur Park, hot cough and piss, homeopath swing?
Yep.
That's delightful. Other than that, there's not much up here.
All right.
Where are you going to search next? Basement or Jackson's bedroom?
Basement.
Radio.
Nah, bedroom. Because I feel like basement is where the thing will actually be. Let's go to the bedroom.
Bedroom.
In the bedroom, you find like a lot of Jackson's outfits. A lot of his like Panama suits.
What was the last time?
You find like a elephant's foot full of different, you know, like Jackson had the mosquito and a thing, cane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find like a couple of them.
Hey.
A couple of them.
I was like, hey, April, remember this? Remember this? I put the mask on. Yeah.
Classic. Anyway, how long has this adventure been going for in time? Like, not hours. I mean, like.
Oh, man. It's been a while. You spent several days at sea. You've spent several days traveling over the
mountains. When was the last time I took a shit?
It's entirely up to you.
I imagine you're ape, so you probably poop at least once a day.
One of the many benefits of the dinosaur world, the apocalyptic role-playing system for Ages 10 and up, is that unlike other role-playing systems, it allows you to decide when you don't poop.
Probably hasn't taken a shit in at least a day.
Mm-hmm. In the dry desert, you're probably dehydrated, so yeah, you'd probably be constipated. So you're really going to have to force that out.
Yep.
Tom, you can take a shit in his bed?
Sure am.
It is a hefty one.
Good.
It is enough that Jackson will never be able to use this bed. Gee, just out for a guess.
I feel like cracks one of the frames.
Like, big ape shit.
Mm. Well, that's done. The real reason I want to go to the bedroom. Now let's go to the basement, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You descend the basement stairs and you're like, oh, okay. Well, clearly this is probably where we should have gone from the get-go. Because as you descend the stairs, you notice that what started off or starts off as like just a kind of damp, cool concrete room slowly opens up into the entrance of some variety to a large underground facility. There's a massive double door in front of you, like a big iron door, and it has a Nan-looking QR code in the wall. It looks like it's going to match the one that you have your Nans for.
All right, we'll grab the... I guess we'll get our Nans out of our inventory bag. Mm-hmm.
Select Nan. Select use Nan, Nan use on...
Times
on,
four.
Yep, select...
Nan select times
Nan,
four.
Select Nan, select Nan, select Nan, uh-huh. Combine Nan.
You have Nan QR code.
Select Nan QR code and interact with... well,
this is some fucking Resident Evil 1 bullshit.
Anyway, you
pick up a green herb while we're there.
You struggle to get the Nans into the right position. But oh, eventually, like, you like wedge one in, you wedge the other, and you kind of like maybe move them around. It seems like they're just moving in ways that they honestly shouldn't. But eventually there's like a click, and the big metal doors open up to reveal a long corridor. And at the end of the corridor, you can see three silhouette-shaped holes in the wall. One of them seems to have the same lumpy silhouette of Jackson with a large square head. One is gorilla-sized. And one is also Joel-sized.
Oh. Okay.
They're like silhouettes in the wall.
I look around trying to see...
What about our posse? What are we going to do with them?
Muckmouth's like, honestly, fucking, we could have just stayed in the fucking mansion. It's nice here. We can just chill. I mean, like, they're just silhouettes. We can still probably fit through them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
If you stay Muckmouth's like, puts her finger on her nose. She's like, but I'm not fucking doing it.
Swine men.
Fucking idiot. Which one? Kingsbury or Chill Advisor or the Final Steve?
Both.
Mm. Radio, they approach. They assume you're like a disciple to their god.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about that before. When
where do you fit into the religion?
Yeah, like, are they just like mate of God?
Exactly. God's mate.
God mate. He's God mate.
Look, God's got friends, and any friend of God is a friend of mine.
Exactly. God mate.
Fellas. Yeah? Do you want to... Look, we're all going to go through these holes. Right. I'm just wondering if you two, as blessed disciples of... Also, Joel Swine...
Splinterhoof.
Splinterhoof.
Yeah.
Want to go through first, as you are protected by the blessings of God, and therefore nothing bad could possibly happen.
Ah, sorry, I'll go first. Fuck it. Follow me.
Rightio.
Follow Splinterhoof / Also Joel.
Also Joel, you walk on up to you directly in front of the Also Joel-shaped silhouette.
Nah, go through Jackson's.
You go through Jackson's? Yeah. You step in. Immediately there's a... take... You've healed up by now, by the way. Take 8 damage. There's 1,000 burning red lasers extend from inside the walls and burn up the sides of your arms and legs. You're
going to
fall backward or forward?
Forward.
Forward.
Radio, the moment your body leaves the silhouette and you're on the other side of the wall, the lasers stop, but the pain is forever. So now, and this is your beautiful new body, you have a laser mark that basically goes from the top of your head, around the sides, down your neck, down your arms, down your legs. If those lasers had been any hotter, they would have split you in half. From the head down.
Oh, all right, swine man.
Okay, the swine, they follow through?
Don't follow through.
They were right behind you. Highs or lows?
Oh, no, lows. I need them to follow, to spread their
wings. There is just, like, a sickening... and blood splatters into you. You on the other side, and you, Ape Joel, also Joel, like, on, maybe on the ground... reeling from the pain of the laser. You just feel a wetness upon your back. But you see, as one of the King spiritual advisor walks in, there's a mop, mop, mop. The lasers burn his body to a crisp, and then he explodes, showering everyone in viscera.
Yeah, well, I guess he's a Daryl. Final Steve.
Final Steve's like,
you're the new spiritual advisor.
Can I have a word?
Yeah. You're talking through the wall as well, because you're lying on the floor burnt.
Yeah.
So, I was under the impression that a king spiritual advisor couldn't be a Daryl. But now he's...
No, in death he's a Daryl.
Oh. In death we're all Daryl.
Exactly. He's not a Damo.
Oh, yeah.
See?
All Damos are food. For a Dracula.
Be a good bloke, mate.
Be a good bloke. He's now entered paradise.
The like blood covering the new king spiritual advisor's like face. He's just like, okay. See, do I have to?
Yes.
Go through?
No. Your job, King Spiritual Advisor.
Yes,
Steve.
King Spiritual Advisor Steve. King? The final King Spiritual Advisor.
K-S-A-S. K-S-A-S.
So your job.
We call him Kansas?
Kansas. The new swine man, Kansas.
Kansas.
King Spiritual Advisor Steve. Yeah, Kansas.
Ape Joel, if you can go upstairs and find some burn cream, oof, super good.
King Spirit going advisor. Upstairs after what I did before.
Yeah. All right. King Spirit, no. Kansas. Go upstairs.
Okay.
Find some burn cream for me.
And hand it through the hole.
And that just find some burn cream. That'd be great.
Oh dear. King Spiritual Advisor, Kansas, sorry. Which is not an acronym for King's like.
No, because it just
threw. Then it would be KS. We've got King Advisor. Nah. Spiritual Advisor.
Steve.
Anyway, so he disappears up into the mansion.
Uh-huh.
You guys are on the other side. Ape Joel, Mark Mouth, and Mickey.
So you're on the everyone. I guess you're chilling here. Don't come. You come in. It hurts. Not gonna lie.
No.
You can come through if
no,
you want.
No, you can't go.
That's all right. It's only Mark Mouth and Mickey. And Mark Mouth is like I would fucking go through when you nearly got fucking cleaved in half.
Like,
do you think I'm a fucking idiot?
Hey,
So let me ask you a question. Also, Joel, maybe this is too fucking complicated for a brain as small as yours. But so, if there's a silhouette that's clearly in your shape,
yeah,
can you fucking explain to me why you wouldn't go through that one and you would go through the one that clearly was intended for one of them Jacksons with the vid screen?
Because, I just don't want to do what Jackson wants me to do.
Yeah, and that's I get it. Because the fellas, something ain't right with him. But sometimes you just got to fucking suppress that so you don't get fucking burned to death.
Well, I didn't think he'd...
Frankly, I'm not coming with.
Nah, fair. I get that. I'm just saying, if you want to, the opportunity's here. It's yours.
Mickey's like, I really would rather not. There's not a Mickey-sized hole and I just got this body.
Nah, fair. Fair enough.
Did you just mock my accent? You sort of sounded like you did a little Irish there.
If I did, it was very accidental, Mickey.
Okay. Eventually, Kansas comes
King
back.
King as new spiritual advisor, Steve.
Oh, nice. Well done. Hmm? Kansas comes back with some burn cream.
I go through the also Joel-shaped hole to get the burn
cream.
Okay,
you suffer no pain.
All right, I then.
Okay, rub the burn cream on yourself. Get back. 7 HP.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Wow, it's good burn cream. But hey, there you go. Them's the breaks.
Good.
Cool. You're healed up slightly. Oof. What's the plan?
All right. I'm just going to go through my hole again.
Ready? You go through your hole. You're on the other side. It's a corridor as well. And at the end of this corridor is a similar double door to the ones you came through. Ape Joel?
I don't want to go through, but there's no way to continue this.
You can try and smash through a wall.
What's on the other side?
The other side is the corridor extends,
mm-hmm.
and there's a large double door.
Mm-hmm. So there's no computer or hacking machine.
No, I'm afraid not.
So yeah, there's a corridor. Explain what's.
Yeah,
it's just doors. I'm gonna head down. If you want, you can follow. If not, you can just chill in the mansion.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I could. Charm my way through a wall. Or charm a wall into disarming lasers.
I mean, you could try.
I mean, I like that, like, Zamet is the social character. No. But you're gonna attempt.
I got some handsomeness going on.
Yeah, all right. We'll give it a go.
Oh, wall, please don't hurt me or my friends. We just want to explore. Please don't kill me no more.
So I'm looking
for... What is wall? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, you wall.
Fucking hell.
So all that's right. Plus four, plus two, so that's plus six. Shit.
Somehow.
Yes!
You like get your hands up against it, you kind of caress it, you whisper into like little, maybe it looks like a little speaker or something, you're whispering in there. And then what are you doing? So, because the wall doesn't just like move aside for you. Are you going to send someone through? Is it test?
Look, I'll just stick my ape paw just into the Jackson-shaped hole a bit.
Okay, you suffer no consequences. No lasers go off. No noise sounds.
I walk through the Jackson hole.
Okay, well, you shuffle through the Jackson hole because you're an ape.
Yes.
Look, with much squeezing, you get out the other side.
Guys, it's fine. You can come through.
Okay. Mickey, because he's... cautious. Like, Mick, well, he trusts you more than Muckmouth ever will.
Okay, I'll be like, Mickey, just stick your hand in first so that worst case scenario, it burns, but you don't die.
Mickey slowly, very tentatively puts his hand in the hole. Mickey suffers. Just his hand is like burned from the lasers. He pulls it out. He's like, it's not fixed at all.
Shit.
Your song just wanted you to come through.
Well, fellas, stay there. I tried my best.
Use some of that burn cream, Mickey. It's pretty good.
Mickey, you see, he starts applying the burn cream as you go and stand alongside also Joel at the big double doors.
Kansas, if anything happens to us, remember, spread the word and we will return.
Got him good.
We will return.
Yeah. As you like go to open the doors, you hear Kansas like nudge Muckmouth and be like, that's God. Muckmouth's like, no, it fucking isn't.
Shut up, Muckmouth.
You push open the large double doors.
What has this all been leading up to? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.